New London tap water. Speaking of the mother. Oh, thanks, Gaze. I thought I would do a song. Let's see. I'm gonna do an old poem that I wrote, okay? Maybe around the turn of the century. Does that sound good? Just kidding, in the early aughts. I've been in show business for 85 years. Okay, so I thought I would do this poem, and then I'm gonna go into a song that's from Bitchcraft that's kind of, it's a breakup song, but it's also a song about writing, about my pages, about my spiral-bound journals that have held all my feelings and all my hopes and all my hurts and all my manifestas for years. And when I went through this breakup, it kind of felt like the earth was moving under me, you know? We've been together for over a decade, and I just felt like, and that's where I was making Bitchcraft from, and it was the last song I wrote on the album. And so I don't like to give my ex too much press and be like, this is a breakup song, because this is actually a love song. It's my writing practice. And I hope you all have a practice like that. But first, I think I'll speak a poem. I wrote it in the early aughts, okay, so what else do you need to know? It references that song, when you get caught between the moon and New York City. I know it's crazy, but it's true, right? And it's basically like I was at the end of a tour. I had just done my first solo tour after leaving my first band. So this was like I was kind of out on a new adventure for myself. And I was on my way back to New York, which is where I was living at the time, and my van broke down. Okay, and so I had to, do y'all know what Howard Johnson's is? Okay. All right, I'm from Pennsylvania. Like, everything's like 20 years old, you know? Okay, so you know what Howard Johnson is, and some people call it Hojo's. Okay, and the other fact about being on tour is it's very hard to find vegetables. Okay, I think that's all you need to know. Good luck. All right, here we go. I was so close to almost home, and my van springs this leak by before this poem. See, the gauges were having this freak-out attack, and suddenly her purr was a smoker's hack. And it's fast, this life, this track. And it's so slow when there's somewhere you're trying to go. Getting there on mechanics and faith, one thing breaks and boom, you're done, checking yourself in to the Howard Johnson. Opting for the fish sandwich and the hodgepodge veggies. Writing over paper paisley placemats, and the TV blaring around the corner in the smoky side of the bar, and me apparently the only non-smoker in the almost closed side of Hojo's. And when you get caught between the moon and New York City, that is coming out of the ceiling, and that is crazy, and that is true. And trust me, I'm not falling in love. I was already there, and I was trying to get there. See, my bed was only 6 more hours away. And now a whole more day away from my studio, from my love, from my Brooklyn 4 floors above. Just keep going, I tell my pen. And she does, even when everything else stops, she goes. Only the queen, I guess, really knows why I'm here, facing this fear of girl alone on the side of a road. Well, the salad bar is closed. And all my clothes smell like the road, which this time went on for 4 weeks. See, I was weak when I started that girlhood, because that's where we get chased, and we learn to make this face, to let them know we know our place. And I'm so not that. I'm a witch with no hat. I'm a bodacious brat, and I'm crying fat tears under this Pennsylvania sky. The sunset shines so beautifully through them. My friend Linny on the other end of my sellout phone. California oozes out of his voice and wraps its arms around me. And I'm just trying to find some veggies. I'm just trying to peel them out from their deep fried freeze. I hope this letting go really frees us. It really sees us for who we are. See, my van is broken down, but I'm not. My engine is perfectly hot. And so far, there's not a drip I couldn't stop, not a tick I couldn't top. So just remember that you, me, you. This could maybe stop you every now and then, but overall, slow, you know deep down what is true. That poems keep going, and so can songs. You just gotta let them be. You just gotta let them be long. And no matter what, music always moves, and machines only sometimes do.